I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Gene Phelps.
I'm Blake Morgan, and this is Prep Rally,
a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Hello, everybody. Welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and djournal.com. We're talking high school sports, talking high school basketball mostly today. I'm your host, Brad Locke, along with, of course, as you just heard in the intro, the new intro that we just taped,
the correct,
by the way.
Intro.
Yes, now that you're a part of the program, Blake. Blake Morgan there and Gene Phelps here as well.
Well, that took long enough to get it done. Yeah, Blake's right. Only been here 6 months.
Yeah, I know. Right. It did take us a while to finally get that knocked out, but we did.
There we go.
And only like 5 takes or less.
Yeah. They were hilarious. Did you save the outtakes?
I'm afraid I didn't, Gene. That's too bad. So everybody have a good break over the holiday.
Good break.
Good enough.
Good. We didn't have a prep rally last week, of course, because I was gone. I don't know what y'all were doing.
I was sitting here. I was ready to record, and no one showed up.
Yeah, I took a few vacation days, but then I came back.
Yeah.
I went to the weekend.
The basketball didn't really stop much over the holidays. There were some games that y'all covered, and certainly want to talk about some games and some teams with basketball just in full swing here. Before we get going, I want to remind you that you can follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. And also, there's a variety of ways to listen to this program in iTunes, any of your podcast apps if you don't have an iPhone, and also at preprally.djournal.com. Plenty to talk about today, fellas. Let's start, Gene, with some girls basketball. Boonville's girls, reigning 3A state champs, off to a good start, even though they've been dealing with some personnel issues. Dallas Young trying to get healthy, and I know Maria Lauderdale was ill, but they handled Ingemar pretty good, the defending 2A champ, last weekend, didn't they?
They did. They really packed down inside on Mallory Russell, who's Ingemar's post player. Every time she got a touch, she had 3 and 4 bodies on her. And they kind of dared Ingemar to shoot the 3, and they couldn't make one. And when you can't make one, you can collapse on the big girl inside. Now, Mallory had a good game.
Yeah.
Talking with Trent Adair later this week, I'm working on a story on the big girls in the area, the post players. We've got a number of really good ones. You know, Mallory had 12 points and 11 rebounds. That's a double-double. That's not a bad game.
No, not at all.
But she couldn't get any outside help, perimeter help, or anything. But Boonville's had some problems. Dallas Young, who was our player of the year last year and a really excellent player, she's a senior guard. She suffered a torn meniscus, which is cartilage in her knee, in June or July during that high school basketball period. She had surgery, but something went awry in her rehab or something. She didn't rehab. I'm not going to say. Something was wrong with her rehab program or something, and it just
slowed her down.
It slowed her down, and now she's really starting to come back on. And she's also starting to have to trust her knee. She's worn, I think, at least 2 braces that I've seen. And I've had knee surgery myself, and it always makes you think. You think about it no matter what.
Yeah.
And you favor it, and Dallas at times favors that knee. But she's really playing well. Hit 6 3-pointers in that game.
Yeah.
Against Ingemar. And, I mean, she nailed them, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she is really there's no better player in the area when she's on.
Yeah. So it looks like they're rounding into form a little bit.
And they are. And they're hoping to get Shemaya Williams back. She's a guard that blew out her knee, tore ACL, MCL, the whole package in the knee. And she's had surgery, and she's come back amazingly. At the end of this month, they're going to find out if she's cleared to play.
Wow.
I've seen her walking around at games. She doesn't limp or anything. She doesn't wear any kind of braces on her knee. You know, and it's amazing what you can do in rehab.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'll brace up for a game, but they need her back. She's left-handed. She dribbles in left-handed, dribbles in the left hand down the baseline. They're hard to guard.
Yeah.
That's another thing that makes Boonville so good. They got a lot of left-handers.
Yeah. Be real big to get her back in time for the postseason.
It would be. She can be a factor, inside. She can score. She can bring an extra 10, 12 points a game.
Yeah, and speaking of going back to Ingemar, and you mentioned Mallory Russell, the key post player there for the Lady Falcons, and you said there's a story you're working on. Right. It may have been you the other day, Gene, overheard talking about Mallory. You're like, I wouldn't want to like mess with her. She could probably beat you up.
Yeah, Mallory's strong. Mallory's strong inside. People like to say country girls. She's a country girl.
Country strong.
She's overcoming a knee. She had knee surgery, I believe, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She wears a brace, and I think that's, but Mallory's got a lot of finesse. She's got a lot of muscle, and that's a good combination for a post player.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be strong. It'd be hard to, she's tough when she's, one-on-one with you. And she's also got the finesse. She can change hands and do things, Coach Trent Adair just wants her to be a little more patient. She's starting to rush things.
Sure.
And it's a mental thing. It's something you work on.
Sure. No doubt. Let's talk a little boys hoopage. Blake, you covered a Ripley game the other day. They're off to a good start. Now, the game you covered, they lost. It was a 5A team.
Neshoba Central.
Neshoba Central. They've got a tough pre-division schedule, which should really toughen them up in time for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, trying to get them ready for the thing of the division play and whatnot. Ripley, they're 10-2 this year. Like you said, off to a really hot start. And Neshoba Central is really good. I mean, that's certainly not a loss to really count against them. As Neshoba Central, earlier that same week, beat Tupelo. So,
sure.
Who's a really good team as well. So, I mean, Ripley, they struggled with Neshoba Central, but, I mean, Neshoba Central had more size and more players, and they just really pressed Ripley the entire game to where when Ripley did get it down and get into their offense, they were just like, oh, my God, what do we do? We got a jack of a shot really quick.
Yeah.
And, typically, the teams that's rushing their shots is not the team that's going to win, and that was true to form in that game.
But Ripley is probably going to have a good season. They got Dwayne Cox is one of the guys that leads them.
Dwayne, he's certainly kind of the straw that stirs the drink for them. Really gets them going on both ends of the court. But right in playing those kind of games against the tougher competition really helps guys like Cox learn how to beat better guys, so when they're playing athletes that aren't near as quick, especially around the rim, that
it makes
the game seem so much easier.
Yeah, exactly. Adam Kirk said earlier in the year when I watched him beat New Hope that Cox is one of the better players in the state that nobody knows about.
Yeah,
and I wanted to go, hey, I resemble that remark. I've been writing about him, he is. He's a phenomenal player. He's a quiet player, and he does kind of go under the radar.
Sure.
When you talk about players like C.J. Brim and John D. Warren at Corinth and Tata Strickland at Corinth, some of those guys.
And Joyner at Oxford.
Yeah, Jarkel Joyner, scoring 30 a game in Oxford. But, Cox is right up there with him.
Yeah. We covered a couple of boys' games last night. Gene, you were out there at the Shannon and Corinth game. Corinth winning 58-43. Big division win for the Warriors, led by John Warren and Tata Strickland, a recent athlete of the week here
it
on
looks
the Prep
like
Rally.
Ta-da. But it's Tata.
As in potato, I guess.
Yeah, Tata.
Tater. And it morphed
into Tata. I don't know. His name's Octavius.
Xavius, isn't it?
Xavius, okay.
But they combined for 41 points last night.
Yeah, I'm telling you what a guard combo. Those guys can fly.
Yeah.
Strickland had two dunks that were really a thing of beauty. I love watching good dunks. And he can take the old alley-oop and sky. And Warren, John D. Warren, came out and hit three three-pointers there in the first half. He really got him going in that game. Of course, I'm not going to say Shannon lives and dies with C.J. Brim, but, C.J. scored 20 last night. That Shannon's a really good guard, and I would say he's a candidate for player of the year.
And that was almost half their points.
Yes, and, he needs some other folks to step up, and they were missing some shots and things. Corinth kind of started off slow, too. I think it was one of those games where you got two really good teams. They were both trying to fill each other out, and they were both going 90 miles an hour, and when your adrenaline's pumping, a lot of times it affects your shot.
Sure.
And but these were two undefeated teams in division play.
Right.
Corinth's now 5-0 in division. 10-5 overall. I think they're, we've been working on our rankings and stuff. I think they're one of the top five teams in this area, but we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
And, you know, Shannon's 12-4 now, 12-5, 2-1 in the division. They've got a, you know, they're a good team too. You'll see both of those teams in the playoffs and probably see both of them if they're in the opposite brackets going down to Jackson.
Right. Blake, you were in Fulton last night to watch Itawamba AHS take on Morville, non-division matchup. Itawamba's in 4A. Morville's in 3A.
Yes.
Correct. Basically, Itawamba's just too big for them, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. They just had some really big guys in Austin King, who also was their quarterback this year. So he's just a super athletic kid.
Yeah.
He's like 6'5", long arms, can just jump. And he was a real terror for Morville down low. And then Itawamba also has another 6'3 kid and another 6'6 kid. And they just really started to wear him down, especially in the second half. They're just getting all the offensive rebounds and putting them right back in.
Yeah, Morville, they've had good teams the last few years. They're 9-5 at this point, but just outsized. I know they tried a couple of zone defenses, but there's not much they could do. Was there?
Yeah, no, and I talked with Jim Tolley, the coach, about that. You know, I was like, you know, what was kind of your thought with the zone, and then especially when it was evident that there was Itawamba was having some success beating it. You know, did you ever think of going out of it? And he's like, not really, because, I mean, we were still getting into foul trouble while in zone. And, you know, and it was just the best thing we could try to do. And then on the other end of it, I talked with Darryl Wilson about, you know, I was like, wow, y'all did a really good job of attacking the zone. And he's like, well, that's the only thing we've seen all year.
Yeah, I got used to it.
He's like, you just happened to come on the game when we were finally hitting the shots.
Right. Right.
I was talking to Darryl Wilson. I'll have a story coming out later in the week Wilson in Itawamba. And
of course, the former MSU star and first year's coach. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he first year as a head coach. And already, you know, he's like, we didn't start out very well. And I mean, I've had to move up an eighth grader. I've had to move up a ninth grader from JV.
Goodness.
Just to kind of shake things up. And he's like, I think finally, and you saw it in this game, I have the team's attention. And like, you know, he said the roster changeups has gotten them aware of what he wants from them, and he's hoping that it'll be more smooth sailing going forward.
Right. Itawamba improving to 9-6 with that win over Morville. Let's switch gears and look ahead. Gene, you mentioned the Daily Journal rankings. We've got our first set of basketball rankings coming out this weekend now that we've gotten through football and the all-area team and all that and getting into division play. Don't want to give anything away necessarily.
I think it's fun doing them only for the sake of conversation.
Sure. Entertainment
purposes only. We're going to do a top five. We've talked about a lot of things. I just like a top five, power five, something like that.
Easy to do.
It's easy to do, all classes included. I think up here, a good 2A team can beat a good 6A team.
And we've seen it happen.
Matter. Yeah. I mean, so in basketball, class doesn't matter. We talked about it this morning. I think it was a little easier in boys than it was in girls because boys got that. We got so many good girls programs up here. We're probably about eight deep in girls, so it was tough for me, who kind of keeps up with the girls more, to narrow it down to a five, but I did, and I'll probably make a few people mad. But
again,
it's for entertainment purposes only.
That's right.
And to spark conversation.
All in fun.
And so that'll be on our prep page every week for the next 6 weeks during regular season of basketball. It's hard to believe it's only 6 weeks of regular season left.
Wow.
In basketball. That'll be a regular prep page. High school page feature every week. We'll focus on one of the teams, one of the 10 teams that's in those two power fives.
Right.
And we'll have it with the records. And that's kind of one of the elements that we'll have on that page during the season.
Well, a couple of really good teams in the area. Girls teams will be meeting Friday. Boonville and Belmont, always a good rivalry game. You're going to be at that one, aren't you, Gene?
I'll be there. Doesn't like we're going to have any snow problems now. I keep watching the weather.
Hope not.
Which makes me think people will be moving games back to Thursday. But yes, Boonville Belmont division game.
That's right.
And 1-3A.
And that rivalry has really grown with them meeting in the postseason in recent years.
And if you look back, in case you've forgotten, Boonville and Belmont have won the last three state championships. Boonville's won two, and they beat Belmont. I mean, Belmont beat Boonville 2 years ago to win it.
So that'll be a good game to cover there, Boonville-Belmont. We got the Tangle on the Trail coming up Saturday at Pontotoc. Tell us a little bit about what that's about.
Yeah, I'll kind of go over the lineup here. I talked with Bill Russell yesterday. I was talking with him about something else, and we started talking about Tangle on the Trail. He convinced me I needed to do a story on that, so there'll be some kind of preview coming on Tangle on the Trail later this week. They put together a really great tournament in girls. What they're doing is Bill realizes you got some people just want to watch girls, good girls. Some people don't really care about the girls. They want boys. So they schedule four girls games early, and you can come and watch four late boys games.
Okay.
So
it's a full day.
To begin with, you got Boonville, which will be one of our top-rated teams, playing against Olive Branch. Olive Branch is coached by Jason Thompson, the former HW Byers coach.
So they get to go from playing Belmont Friday to playing Olive Branch on Saturday.
And I don't have the names in front of me, but Olive Branch, I believe, has two D1 prospects, or at least one, remaining on that team. Then you got Choctaw Central and Red Bay, Alabama. Always a good matchup, Choctaw Central.
Two good teams.
Good every year. New Site, Ingomar.
Oh, yeah.
That will be a good game. Just a good local, good game.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got Pontotoc. Bill Russell's trying to beef up his schedule. He elected to play Starkville.
Wow.
Probably the
okay.
number one rated 6A team in the state. So,
goodness. That is some good basketball, Gene.
Yeah,
that might be the best, one of the best girls lineups I've ever seen.
Yeah. On the boys' side, it gets great.
Wow.
You got Tupelo, Far City, Arkansas. Don't know anything about them, but they wouldn't be in the tournament if they didn't think they were competitive.
Exactly.
Far City.
Yeah.
And we know about Tupelo. Velma Jackson versus Mills, Arkansas.
Okay.
Starkville versus Spain Park, Alabama.
Ooh.
Any of those Alabama teams that they bring over are usually good. Pontotoc plays New Hope. That'd be just a good a team on the fringe of our area. New Hope, you got to see that. New Hope's got like a 7-footer.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good.
And he's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a good game, too.
Wow. So Tangle on the Trail, that's all going down Saturday at Pontotoc High School?
Correct.
Okay. Wow.
$10 ticket.
$10.
All day.
That's a lot of bang for your buck.
Yes.
If I didn't have something else going on, I'd be tempted to slide over there.
Well, you can just come on over. We'll let you cover.
Help you cover a couple of those games there, Gene. Let's move on now to Athletes of the Week. We do this every week, recognizing a female and a male athlete for their accomplishments in their particular sport. And so female athlete of the week. Let's go with that first, Gene.
Well, I mentioned her earlier in the podcast here. Dallas Young from Boonville. During the time that we took a break, she scored 31 points and lost to Tupelo.
Wow.
And,
that's a lot.
And she had 19 points in the win against Ingomar, hitting the 6 3-pointers.
Wow.
So I'll go with the Dallas Young. That was easy for me.
Our reigning Journal Player of the Year.
That's right, if she doesn't get enough recognition anyway. But
well, there you go.
Player of the Weeks, we will call her.
There you go. Blake, Male Athlete of the Week.
I got John D. Warren, who we talked a little bit about earlier.
Right.
Just really great guard from Corinth. Had 23 points in the win, and at 17 in the first, had 3 threes. And as Gene said, I mean, really got them going, and
yeah,
a good win over Shannon.
Yeah. So there you go. Congrats to our Athletes of the Week, Dallas Young of Boonville and John D. Warren of Corinth. And that's it for this episode of Prep Rally. Again, a high school sports podcast coming to you every Wednesday afternoon. You can listen to it in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Also, be sure to check out a couple of the other podcasts we produce here at the Journal. If you're an Ole Miss or MSU fan, then you'll want to check out Double Coverage with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry. Every Thursday, new episodes drop talking about the Bulldogs and the Rebels. And also The Memo, that's our news and entertainment podcast. You can listen to that every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday with myself and W. Derek Russell. You can find that in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at memo.djournal.com. And I guess I should mention you can find Double Coverage also in iTunes, your podcast apps, and at doublecoverage.djournal.com. That's it for this episode of Prep Rally. We'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in. For Blake Morgan and Gene Phillips, I'm Brad Locke. Have a good one.